Once the paper was published, I said yes to every invitation.
And you must have got a lot.
And I got a lot, but I went and talked to the East Anglia Lab Technicians meeting, annual general meeting in Ipswich. I went everywhere I could.
Right. So you knew this was your big moment.
This was it.
Must have been very exciting.
It was very exciting. And suddenly I got my first postdoc, who you know, Abdullah Fanidi.
And people started applying to
Started applying to the lab. And yeah, absolutely. And then we started to work on cell death. But
were you worried that you'd not be able to sustain it?
Oh God, I was terrified. Yeah, I mean, I had no experience of running even a medium-sized lab, but I did know that this was the only shot that I would get at it.
Right.
And that meant.
I mean,
that,
did you know that overtly, or did you just?
Yeah, no, I knew that overtly. There was no point just coming out with one paper. I had to come out with some other stuff quickly. But the great thing about it. About the idea was that if the idea is right and that MYC-induced oncogenesis is self-limiting because of its predilection to induce cell death, then lots of things fit into place immediately, like BCL2 fits into place,
right.
Like why serum is needed because it's full of survival factors.
So there are many things you could test.
Absolutely.
That were
so I knew.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew that, and this was just like falling off a log.
Yeah.
We went through a period of 2 years where every experiment we did just was yes.